Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second hour of Jazz for the Asking. Well, it's great to have you with me for the final hour of the program today. We have more of this fantastic music. We're going to kick off this hour with a musician who never really considered himself as a jazz player, which is probably correct because he played so many different styles of music. He played everything from jazz, country western, rock and roll, easy listening. And you're saying to yourself, jazz? Well, as a jazz player, he was fantastic. Towards the end of his life, he continued to play in a wheelchair at a local club in New Orleans. And that is the one and only Al Hurt, otherwise known as The King. Here he is with his group and Three Little Words. Tatum with Tiger Rag, and before that, The King, Al Hurt, with Three Little Words. We now move to a giant of Swedish jazz. His name is Lennart Ahlberg. He hasn't just worked as a musician, but also as a composer, arranger, and conductor. He's written a number of television scores, as well as some film scores in Sweden. In 2000, he put out an album called Seven Pieces. And they're very unique, is the only way that I can use to describe them. One moment, you're listening to something ultra-modern. The next minute, you're listening to something extremely traditional. From the album Seven Pieces, here's Lena's tune.
Thank you.
Lennart Ahlberg from the album Seven Pieces, recorded with the Swedish Jazz Orchestra, for radio that is, the Swedish Radio Jazz Orchestra, I should say, with a piece called Lena's Tune. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Jazz for the Asking. Our website is www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. JFTA, of course, standing for Jazz for the Asking. And you can listen to this program again, as well as listen to all past editions, and subscribe to the broadcasts in iTunes. You'll find all the information at our website. If you wish to contact us, our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. We go now to an album that we featured on the show a number of times before. In fact, we had as a special guest on the show one of the artists that recorded in this album. The album is called Colors of Red Island and features Claudio Scogliari, fantastic drummer from Italy, and a young Italian drummer by the name of Daniel Calveca. It is a great album, very inspirational. That's the best way to describe it. From this album, one of my favorites on it, Earth Dances Explosions. The Anat Fort Trio with Some from the album And If. And before that, from the album Colors of Red Sun, featuring two fantastic drummers from Italy, Glorio Scogliari and Daniele Calvaca, with a wonderful track, which is one of my favorites from this compact disc, Earth Dances Explosions. Many of you have commented in the past that we maybe should do a show on ragtime. Now, it sounds like maybe I'm doing a segue to a ragtime piece. No, I'm not. But that is actually something that is on the back burner right now. And very soon, we will be moving it to the front burner. But first, here's the one and only Maynard Ferguson and Blue Birdland. Thank you. the wonderful Maynard Ferguson with Blue Birdland. Just recently, RCA released on compact disc for the first time a series of recordings that Maynard Ferguson did for the Vic label, that's V-I-K, in the 1950s. Vic was somewhat of a budget label of RCA. So most of the tracks were done in single takes. They didn't have time to redo stuff. The albums were recorded very quickly, but they're absolutely phenomenal. We'll bring you one of those in an upcoming edition very soon. The violin of Stepan Grappelli, fantastic jazz violinist, played with Django Reinhardt many years ago. Here he is with his group, Let's Fall in Love, recorded in 1972.
Thank you.
the power orchestra of the one and only Oliver Nelson and Rubens Rondo. And before that, Stepan Grappelli and Let's Fall in Love. Well, you know what? We've nearly come to the end of this week's edition of the program. Once again, if you wish to contact us, our email address is very simple. It's jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. You can also find at our website all the information to join us on Facebook and Twitter, because we have a couple of very special shows coming up very soon. To close this show, we're going to listen to the Jazz Messengers, featuring Donald Byrd on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Horatio Silver on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and of course the one and only Art Blakely on drums. The album is called Just the Jazz Messengers and was released on Columbia in 1956. Here they are with The End of a Love Affair. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Parent saying so long and take care.